This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one and all. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and yes, this is I, Bill Crawford. We are kind of back to normal today with a healthy producer, Brian Temple, back in the saddle.
Well, healthy in the loosest term possible.
Well, healthy enough to be here. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? And we're glad to have Brian back with us on National Tortilla Chip Day, of all things.
Well, there you go.
Or it's also
I couldn't miss that.
It's also National World Bartender Day, so you can support your...
Always remember your waitresses and bartenders.
Always, and you can support both of them by going somewhere and getting some chips and get a beverage to go with them.
Absolutely, and remember... If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to eat out.
I couldn't agree more. So today, folks, we're going to have a couple of interesting guests. We're going to have Matt Curtis from Matt Curtis Realty to talk a little bit about the housing industry. And later on, in our desire to bring forth veterans issues, we're going to have a discussion on Veterans Day. And we're going to have with us Dave Lakin, who's the president of Still Serving Veterans. But before we get into the housing industry, folks, you may know I was in that business for 14 years, and I want to give you a few thoughts of mine on the housing industry and what it means to the health of an economy. When you want to look at an economy locally and see how it's going, you won't find anything on the stock market probably whatsoever. But one place you will find something is in the local housing market. Just look for the for sale signs, the moving trucks, and all the construction that is going on. The housing industry is the heartbeat of a local economy. Anytime a house goes up, that's not just lumber and brick. That's paychecks for electricians, plumbers, roofers, framers, surveyors, engineers, realtors, inspectors, and lenders. That's contracts for local suppliers, and that's business for hardware stores, building material companies, and it's also work for landscapers and concrete crews. One home can support dozens of jobs. One subdivision can support hundreds. And here's the multiplier effect. Those workers take their earnings, and again, they don't go to Birmingham to spend them. They spend them right here. They eat at local restaurants. They shop at small businesses here in town, and they give to your churches and nonprofits. And most important of all, they pay local taxes. Housing is an economic engine that keeps the engine turning locally long after the foundation is dry. So let's talk about growth. When a community has a strong housing market, it sends a signal. It tells employers people want to live here, and that matters. Companies considering relocation or expansion, one of the things they look at is housing availability and affordability. Can their employees find a place to live? If the answer is yes, the company is more likely to invest in your community. And here in Huntsville, we've seen that firsthand. Job growth and housing are no strangers to Huntsville. They are tied together. And when the employers expand, the demand for housing rises. When the housing supply keeps pace, economic growth can happen smoothly. When it doesn't, you got a problem. And a solid housing market helps stabilize that situation. And yes, what is a home? Well, for most every family in the country, that is the largest investment they will ever make. It's their primary asset. It's how they build wealth through home equity. When the housing market is stable and growing responsibly, a family builds net worth. That net worth funds a lot of things: college education, retirement, small businesses, improvements to the house. And that stability totally reduces the reliance on public assistance, and it strengthens the middle class. In other words, housing is more than just shelter. It's an opportunity. So how does that work in accordance with the local government? Property taxes fund, schools, police, fire departments, infrastructure. When homes are built, the tax base expands, as it does when homes are sold and people move into the community in existing homes. But it has to be balanced growth. If the housing supply falls short, prices soar. A simple supply and demand. And that may sound good to sellers, but it really isn't good in the long term. People get priced out of the market and workforce shortages follow. However, if the housing market collapses, which it did in 2006 through 8, when there was a financial crisis, construction jobs disappear, home values fall, and consumer confidence drops. Housing can either lift a community or drag it down. That's why policies matter. And let us not forget about affordability. A successful housing market is not one where prices rise endlessly. That just does not work. The houses have to be priced at a rate such that the citizens of that community can continue to afford that. When people cannot afford to live where they work, communities shrink, peoples leave, and the quality of life just doesn't get any better. Schools benefit from a healthy housing housing market, as do civic organizations. And there's a psychological aspect to a healthy housing market. When homes are being built, optimism grows. Construction is a visible sign of progress, and a strong housing market is a vote of confidence on a community's future. But we have to avoid against reckless expansion, excess, and housing that outpaces planning, because congestion rises, services are strained, and frustration grows. Success requires coordination between city councils, commissioners, developers, leaders, and citizens. Housing is not just local, it is totally local. Yes, national housing trends matter, such as interest rates and federal policy, but at the end of the day, the strength of the market depends on local leadership and local demand. A house is where a child takes his first steps. It's where the family gathers at Thanksgiving. It's where soldiers deploy from and return to. It's where small business dreams are sketched out on the kitchen table. A thriving housing industry supports these moments. It supports the American dream at the most basic level. Because if housing is healthy, chances are the local economy is healthy. If homes are being built responsibly, sold affordably, and maintained proudly, then jobs are being created, wealth is being built, and communities go stronger. Housing is not just a sector of the economy. Frankly, it's the foundation of the local economy. And just like the house, when the foundation is solid, everything built on top of that will be solid also. Now, our first guest is Matt Curtis. If you live in If you live in Huntsville and drive around the Memorial Parkway, you'll see lots of Matt Curtis signs. One of them that's even upside down. I'm going to ask him about that. But Matt is a leading realtor here in our area, and he's got some unique thoughts about the housing market and a little hidden thing that may be going on. And after we take a break, Brian, we will go ahead and get a hold of Matt and bring him into the show. Thank you for listening to that monologue of mine, and I hope it made sense. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Bill Crawford taking a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
By now, you know about Eagle Masonry and Insulation, and maybe you know that Eagle also does landscaping and dirt work. But how about after paint work? Shower doors, shelving, and mirrors all taken care of by Eagle, the same Eagle that takes care of all your masonry, insulation, and landscaping needs. Eagle brings the same level of expertise to all these disciplines, and they're ready to provide you with a free quote. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental. Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody, on this chilly, chilly Tuesday. One of these days, it's going to get warm again. I hope it's pretty soon. This is Talk Radio, WZZN, and my name is Bill Crawford, along with extraordinary producer Brian Temple.
You know, we're talking about Trash Pandas games are coming up soon.
The Trash Pandas games will be here before you know it. I can almost hear the click of the bat against the ball. But today we have a guest with us, and our guest is Matt Curtis. And Matt, before I introduce you, I want to make sure you are there and hear everything and can talk to us.
I'm here, Bill. I'm excited to be here.
All right. Well, let me give a little introduction to Matt Curtis, if you don't know who he is. Matt's a very prominent real estate person here in Birmingham, in Huntsville. I've done that twice today, Matt. My bad. Matt is the founder of Matt Curtis Real Estate. He leads the six-time number one real estate team in Alabama with over $2 billion in sales and 8,500 homes sold, not million, billion. Due to the fast growth, his team has landed on the Inc. 5,000 list for five consecutive years. His award-winning team consistently wins multiple accolades, including the Wall Street Journal's top 50 teams, best business by their local chamber, and best place to work, which is a real good honor. He is widely regarded as an expert on real estate sales and business culture, which, by the way, is why we have him with us today. His insights have been featured on all the major networks, AL.com, the Huntsville Business Journal, U.S. News and World Report, and Realtor.com. Matt is one who believes that to whom much is given, much is expected. He has built 156 homes for families in Central America to support his vision to build 1,000 homes for families in need. In addition, he supports charities locally that provide for the poor, widows, and orphans, including the Kids to Love Curtis Cares Center. Matt, did that sum it up pretty well, or did I miss anything?
I think that summed it up.
Well, I hope so. I think that's a fascinating biography, but I have to ask you a question before we get started, because this is something that I don't know if it's intentional or not, but it sure caught my attention. There is in my neck of the woods down in southeast Huntsville, there was a Matt Curtis real estate sign there for quite some time that was upside down. Was that upside down on purpose to catch attention, or was that a mistake?
It sounds like that billboard did its job, because you remembered it and you asked the question. Yeah, it was definitely a marketing thing. And, you know, it's funny that people still bring that up. And, you know, months after we had put it up, I was still receiving text messages, you know, people really concerned that our billboard was upside down and if I knew about it. So, yes, it was definitely marketing.
Well, you know, one thing about that, and I kind of thought that's what it was, but when you do something like that, I actually struggled to read it. I said, God, you know, what does this sign actually say? So, good job, my friend. That was a real good idea. So, let's get to know a little bit about Matt Curtis before we talk about some real estate issues. Tell us where you are from and how you got in the real estate business.
You know, being in Alabama, I try not to tell too many people where I'm from. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. So I graduated from the University of Tennessee, but I've been in Alabama long enough that I can say Roll Tide and go, you know, War Eagle. So we've been here for, goodness, my wife was pregnant with our first child, and my first child is now 21 years old. So we've been in the Tennessee Valley for 21 years, three children, one just graduated from college out of Samford, degree in Christian ministry. She's working in Washington, D.C. right now. And then I've got a son that's playing college basketball in East Tennessee, and then My youngest baby is a freshman over at Madison Academy playing basketball over there.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll share a little commonality with you. I'm also originally from Tennessee, a little town called Lawrenceburg, just down the road. And when I was my mother went to the University of Alabama, and she used to take me to the Alabama games when they were in Birmingham, and I'd come back to grade school in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee with my little Alabama Roll Tide gear on. And I tell people that's how I learned to fight. and you know what? It's true. But I ended up going off to West Point, and I can legitimately say Roll Tide, go Army, and an occasion even go Vols. So how'd you get into the real estate business after you left Knoxville?
You know, really a long story, but the short end of it was I had a degree in computer engineering. That took me to Austin, Texas. In Austin, Texas, I went to work for a Fortune 500 company called National Instruments. And they basically, it was a job within a job. It was basically kind of like an interview training ground where I could go to different fields. And long story short, I ended up in sales, and that took me to Huntsville, and I was selling test equipment to, you know, Army and NASA and all across Alabama and Mississippi. And after a few years, I basically kind of got the itch. I started investing in real estate, and I couldn't find an agent I felt comfortable working with, you know, that knew the numbers as well as I did. So I was like, well, you know, this can't be too hard. I'll just go get my own license. And so kind of one thing led to the next. I got licensed and had clients that were wanting me to help them buy and sell, and kind of quickly came to that proverbial fork in the road of, hey, I've got to make a decision. Am I going to do this full time or not? And we spent a lot of time in prayer. My wife was pregnant with our second child, but God was leading us in this direction, and kind of, as they say, the rest is history.
Well, you know, one other thing we have in common, you know, I'm an Army guy all my life, flew helicopters, then I worked as the executive director of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders for many years. And then I was hired as the general manager for a lot of Keller Williams offices. And when you mentioned people going into the real estate business and have that fork in the road, you know, I used to tell my real estate agents, you know, pretty soon you're going to have all the business you can get out of your friends and family, and then you're going to have to make a decision. So I guess the decision you made when you reached probably a similar fork in the road was one that has launched probably one of the most successful real estate careers I have observed.
Yeah, you know, I owe my wife a lot. You know, I got an offer. We were actually building a home at the time, and the builder offered me a job. And, you know, fortunately for me, the agent that was kind of recruiting me from over there kind of told me some things weren't 100% true. He's telling me how many homes were being sold and all that kind of stuff. But long story short is we kind of prayed about it, and my wife, you know, first she was like, all right, we can do this if it's, you know, not straight commission, you've got benefits, you're not working nights and weekends and all those things. And long story short, I came back from the interview. She's like, okay, how did it go? I was like, it went great. She's like, well, what about working nights and weekends and salaries and all those kind of things? I said, we're not going to have any of that, but it's going to be great. And, you know, one thing led to the next. Sold two homes my first week, and I was breaking sales records, and they're like, how are you doing this? I was like, well, you told me everybody was doing this. And I quickly learned that what they told me wasn't true, but I believed it, and it worked out.
Well, now what year did you start there? Because that's going to be a good touch point for us to talk about how the housing industry is now and some of the concerns you may have.
Yeah, that's a good question. I always have to go back and think. It was around, let's see, probably around 2006 or so is when I got started.
Well, if you started around 2006, was that not about, that's about the time I've had to leave the housing industry and go back into the helicopter business here on the Arsenal. Wasn't that when things really started to, or did they ever look bleak here?
It did. You know, we're really blessed in Huntsville, North Alabama. We're not affected like the rest of the country, but, you know, like anywhere, it was affected. And, you know, so I got started in new construction, and there were some things that were going on that I was like, I really need to do my own business to be able to serve a client the way that I felt like they needed to be served. And so that was back in 2008, 2009, when I actually started Matt Curtis Real Estate. You know, great time to start a real estate career and real estate business during the height of the Great Recession, right?
Hey, I was right there with you, my friend. You and I probably ought to sit down one day. Have you ever seen the movie The Big Short?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we ought to sit down together one day and watch that, because that shifted me from the housing industry to the helicopter game. So let's talk a little bit about the Huntsville housing market, both new and existing, and also multifamily homes. What would you say, if you had to say on a scale of 1 to 10, the 10 being the best, the health of our housing market is today?
Well, I mean, you can look at it from a national perspective and a local perspective. If you look at a national perspective, home sales generally range between 4 to 6 million home sales per year. You know, an average year is about 5 million home sales. You know, if you look at COVID years, you're looking around 6 million sales as a peak. And then the trough is going to be around 4 million home sales. And that's where the nation's been for the last 3 years. And so basically the last 3 years in terms of volume goes, units sold, it's been the worst it can possibly get for the U.S. Because there's always going to be people that transact because of, you know, various life decisions and that sort of thing. The Huntsville market, however, is still at the low relative to the Huntsville market, but it's much healthier than the rest of the nation. You know, we've got several things good going on for Huntsville. You know, number one, there was something that just recently came out, the you know, Huntsville is considered the financially stable, you know, economy in the U.S., and so that's a really strong thing for Huntsville. The other big thing is you just look at affordability. You know, you look at that housing affordability index. That basically tries to measure, you know, how affordable housing is. It looks at median household income versus median price ranges. And we've had a score of 100, which means, you know, we have a perfect score. Recently, it even came up a little bit to 105. You know, compare that to other major cities where employers are looking to relocate and people are looking to move to. A lot of those cities are sitting at, you know, 50s, 60s, maybe 70s. And so Huntsville is doing really, really well right now in terms of affordability. And, you know, even saw a little bit of an increase in terms of sales last year. I expect us to see probably at least 10, maybe even 15% bump in terms of sales in 2026.
Well, let me ask you this. I know, you know, my personal house is, which I've been in for quite a few years. I really enjoy watching what it's doing when I look at the various and sundry real estate sites, as far as the price. But what about for the average couple just starting out? You know, young married couple, maybe a child is on the way and they need a starter house. What is the starter house market here in Birmingham? What's like a median price for a family that I described?
Yeah, well, the median sales price in Huntsville and kind of North Alabama is right around $300,000. I think it's $307,000 in January. You can find some starter homes, even new construction homes in, you know, favorable school districts around the 250, even 270 range, which is well within, you know, the median household incomes. And so, so a lot of affordability here in Huntsville, a lot of new construction. We actually have, one of the largest land masses. If you look at Huntsville as a city by just the land mass, I think it's 38th in the country. It's actually bigger than Chicago, which is really helping us keep affordability high because there's still so much land to build on. We're not landlocked like a lot of these other major cities.
Oh, no, I completely agree with that. But now I want to get into a little bit about the article you wrote for the Huntsville Business Journal, which producer Brian Temple forwarded to my attention. And I'll tell you why that got my attention. When I was the executive director of the Birmingham Association of Home Builders, one of the people whom I relied on his opinion a lot was a gentleman who is no longer with us named Al Autry. And he's the guy who essentially developed Hoover, Alabama. He had landed on the beach in Iwo Jima, a very respected, distinguished gentleman. And oftentimes he would give me this advice. He would say, Bill, when people are purchasing houses for something other than a place to live, there might be something wrong with the housing market. And in your article with the Huntsville Business Journal, you kind of alluded to something similar to that, talking about large corporations just buying up houses here. Expound on that just a little bit and tell us whether that's a bad or a good thing.
Well, it's unfortunately it's one of the undesired consequences of continuing to reach, you know, national rankings in terms of best city to live in and, you know, most affordable cities and all those different things that we're seeing. Unfortunately, we made the list as well in terms of institutional buyers. So basically think of it as Wall Street coming in and buying Main Street. You know, a lot of people, you know, Trump recently came out and he's toying with the idea of basically boycott or not allowing these institutional investors to purchase homes in the U.S. anymore. And a lot of people say, well, that was more during the COVID years. It's not an issue now. It's only 2% of the homes nationwide. Well, 2% of the homes is still, you're looking, you know, 1.5 million homes or so that these institutions own. The problem is, or the challenge is, it's not even evenly distributed. If it was 2% in Huntsville, it might not be that big a deal. But we land at number 2 on that list at 12%. So think about it, basically like 1 out of every 8 home sales in Huntsville in 2025 was sold to basically Wall Street. So that is not a good thing, and it's not a good thing because it affects middle class. You know, basically home ownership, so that couple you mentioned buying their first home, that's how they build wealth in this country. And when you don't have home ownership as an opportunity, when you become a renter-type nation, you squeeze out that middle class. You end up with two classes. You end up with Wall Street, and then you end up with everybody else, because there's a stat out there. Homeowners have 40 times the net worth versus renters. They have four. So basically, their average net worth of a homeowner is $400,000 versus a renter only has $10,000. And that just changes everything. You know, for that family that you're talking about, that gives them financial stability. That gives them, you know, stronger ties into the community. It gives them just stronger options in a world that is less predictable than, you know, a decade or two ago, with rising national debt and high, you know, higher living costs and inflation. It gives them a nest egg and something to pull off of, versus really being trapped by that perpetual cycle of renting, which, you know, it's, the landlord is going to continue to raise rents each and every year as inflation goes up, and it just allows people to lock in that payment. So there's so much value in owning a home. Obviously, it's the place that you live, and there's so many value to having a backyard and all those things. But on top of that, there's a lot of financial value to it as well.
Well, now let me ask you this, because I'm not really grasping the concept here. So a large corporation comes and buys a lot of homes. Is that bad because it's just taking these houses off the market? Or are they buying them to resell them, buying them for their employees? How does that impact? Because it's still a home sale in the community. So how is that hurting people?
Yeah, it's a home sale for the community, but what they're doing is they're turning around and turning those into rentals.
Ah.
So what could have been that affordable first-time buyer home is now being owned by a corporation.
Well, let me ask you this, Matt. You know, speaking of that, you know, when the only place I've ever seen homes for rent, you know, just an individual yard sign for rent, are these being marketed somewhere like through the big corporations, or how do people find these homes? Are they buying them and letting their employees rent them?
Not typically their employees, but they are, you know, using local property management companies or their own national property management company to lease those homes out. And so, you know, some of these homes that you might go on and see on Zillow, might be owned by Wall Street, essentially. And so essentially you're taking supply that first time home buyer could have bought and could have been building equity in, and you're turning around and renting it back to that couple instead.
Wow, I never have even thought of that before. So that is happening in Huntsville, Alabama. And I guess that's something we need to keep an eye on, because the supply and demand curve, as old Adam Smith said back in the days of economics, is a pretty precarious thing. So how does, I notice also a lot of rental properties going up in the Huntsville area. How's that factor into the equation?
Well, the more and more supply that you have, the more apartments you have, the more single-family rental homes you have, the more you end up with people becoming lifelong and lifestyle renters versus getting into a home. And so that is a negative thing. And then the other thing that's going to happen, I think, in Huntsville, too, with too many apartments being built, is you're going to start to see a few of these investors default. And so you're going to have upkeep issues and kind of eyesore-type issues in the community as well. So it's something to pay attention to, and it's one of those things that I don't think our city has really looked at from a holistic standpoint of how, you know, how this could impact the city in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, given that we live in a free market society, how can you regulate or control this, or is it even something that can be controlled?
Well, you know, number one, Trump is looking at doing it. Now, likely what will happen there is they'll just reallocate their capital to what they call build-to-rent communities, where instead of buying onesie-twosies in neighborhoods, they'll just buy the entire neighborhood. But from a local standpoint, yes, we live in a free market. However, we do have zoning laws. So, you know, this could be just another zoning law to protect individual homeowners in our communities. So definitely want to protect free market. But, you know, when you look at free market, you know, what's possibly an unintended consequence of this? If we have a lot of young families, a lot of young people that come to the area, they're not ever able to buy. They're not typically as involved in the community. They're not building wealth. They may feel like, you know, I'm no longer able to participate in the American dream. And, you know, I think you can look up north in New York and see, hey, what's going on in these bigger cities? What kind of politics? How is housing impacting politics? And I mean, you got a socialist mayor in New York now. If you don't have the American dream, if you don't have the opportunity to build wealth, it could trickle down, and a lot of people could think, oh, well, I want to go towards socialism, just not knowing what the actual impacts of the overall community can be. And so I think that's an unintended consequence if, you know, Huntsville and other cities and other states don't get a hold of this.
Well, let me ask you this, and I know we're about to run into my arch enemy known as the clock, but one of the stats I used to use to measure the health of an economy was the months of inventory on hand. And I know the Alabama Real Estate Institute used to track that for all the municipalities, but in our city where we have such growth going on, do you know what our month of inventory is on hand for both new and existing homes?
Yeah. As you know from your experience, a healthy market is 4 to 6 months worth of supply. Anywhere above 6 months, you're a little bit too high. Anything below it, you're at a seller's market. So we're within that bandwidth. We're actually on the low end of it. We're sitting at 4 months worth of supply, much healthier than we were just a few years ago.
Well, Matt, I hate to do it. We're going to have this conversation again one day because I'm just scratching the surface, but what advice, just to close out the conversation, and by the way, thank you for coming on today. Very, very fascinating conversation. What advice would you give to home buyers out there, whether they're buying a new or existing home in the market today? Would you tell them to wait for the interest rate or go ahead and buy now?
Well, if they don't own a home, get into a home. If you're renting, that's 100% interest. Don't worry about waiting on interest rates. The good news is interest rates have started to come down. We're just south of 6% now. That's getting a lot of people that are looking to move up. And, you know, I think if you wait too long, you're going to have a lot of extra people that have been sitting on the sidelines competing with you. So I think this is a good window of opportunity to take advantage of both pricing and interest rates starting to come down.
Okay, Matt. Hey, great interview, Brian. I know I've killed the clock a little bit, but let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back in a bit. Matt Curtis, Matt Curtis Real Estate. What's your number right now that's on your sign? How many you've sold?
Over 8,600.
How about that? All right. Hey, great interview, Matt. Thank you much. I'll be in touch. We're going to have to carry this on later. Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Still going to be chilly across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We are, however, going to be warmer as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping just into the lower 40s. A cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Maybe a passing shower. Most of us are going to be dry. Temperatures climbing into the upper 50s and lower 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and I am Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. Brian, thank you for bringing that to my attention. That was a fascinating image.
There's a lot more there, too.
Oh.
You and I have shared before that my wife, Kara, and I recently bought a house about 2 years ago and are very, very interested in what's going on with the housing market, especially in that sub, $250,000 range, where I understand where Matt was coming from, where the median income could afford like a $300,000 to $350,000 house. There's another range that used to be like, my first house not that long ago, I paid $59,000 for as a 1,200 square feet. And now that same size house is, over $220,000.
Oh yeah, it's just amazing what's happened to the
housing. And it's only
industry.
A little bit nicer. So we're always watching that market, and just looking at, it's an older neighborhood up in North Huntsville, and looking at the houses that go for sale, and then especially as we get to know our neighbors and everything, and as they come and go, houses go for sale and then get bought, and then within a month or two, they're for sale again for $70,000-$80,000 more, and just not really, you know, not being able, some of them not even being able to track who owns it.
Well, you know, one of the things I mentioned, what my old developer friend had told me about people buying houses for a reason other than a place to live. If that's what's happening out there, that's not a good sign. But one thing I did want to elaborate a little bit on that Matt had mentioned. First of all, if you're interested in a little bit more knowledge on that, just go to the Huntsville Business Journal, Google that plus Matt Curtis, and the article that producer Brian sent to me will pop up. It's really worth a read.
You know what? I'm going to go back and find that and see if I can't get that up on our Twitter or X feed or the platform formerly known as Twitter. I'll try to get the make it easier for you guys to find. Talk Radio WZZN.
And if you can't find it, let me know because I've still got it. But one thing Matt and I discussed briefly was the months of inventory. And he said we're in a healthy spot. Well, what does months of inventory mean? Months of inventory mean if not another for sale sign was driven into the ground, nor another nail was hammered into a building to make a new house, and you sold everything off, that would be the months of inventory that you would have on hand. And as he said, we're at 4 to 6 months. I recall in 2006, 2008, when I was in Birmingham in the housing industry, the months of inventory was 3 to 4 years on hand because people were building homes other than something for a place to live. They were building them because of artificially low interest rates, and they were trying to flip the houses and just make money off of them. So what ended up happening was you way, way outbuilt the supply that was necessary, and you had a problem. You had too many houses on the market. So, folks, keep an eye on that. And as he said, now is a good time. The interest rates are south of 6%. Now is a good time to buy. So, interesting interview with Matt Curtis. Glad to have him here. And we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes to wrap up hour number one.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction, a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
Where's the best place for sports? What about the best place for wings? If you answer Jefferson's for both, you're right. Jefferson's is also a great place for value. Every Monday, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult meal, and teachers, bring your teacher ID, and you eat free every first Tuesday of the month up to $15 at participating locations. Jefferson's, best place for sports, best place for wings, in Newmarket and Hampton Cove, and our new location, now open in Hartsel at 200 Main Street West, downtown.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and
blue. Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Hope you enjoyed our first interview of the day. That was Matt Curtis talking about the housing situation in Birmingham and Huntsville. God, Brian, you need to wash my mouth out with soap today to get Birmingham off my brain. I don't get it.
Well, you know, if somebody wants to syndicate us to Birmingham, we're ready. 256-324-0724.
Yeah, give us a call. But we are talking about the Huntsville housing market. We've had a lot of conversations about growth and housing on the show thus far in our first month and two shows post that. And it's a big deal here. It's very important. It's something that has to be watched. It has to be looked at. And, Brian, frankly, I had no idea that big corporations were coming down here and buying up houses. Didn't know.
Well, it's a great market for it. I mean, you can get in much more affordable. I mean, talk to all of our friends who move here from other places, like, you know, working for a contractor or working for the military. A great example is the people who came from here from Missile Command out of the St. Louis area. And they were able to buy 4 and 5 times the amount of house that they were paying for in the St. Louis area. And so it's very affordable to get in and then turn it around and turn a profit. And that's basically what you want to do.
Well, that's exactly right. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here on our break. This is Huntsville, Alabama, not Birmingham. This is Bill Crawford. And this is The Point. And we'll be back in a bit on The Point with Bill Crawford.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
President Trump says his economic policies are working, and he's going to spend a lot of the time during tonight's State of the Union address explaining why. White House officials tell Fox News that he'll go through a number of what he considers to be his big wins so far, including passage of that one big, beautiful bill. The markets apparently like what they're hearing. Stocks have been on the rise all day long. Wasn't long ago that we were talking about the Great Resignation. Remember that? Well, that was the term that was coined to describe all of those people who quit their jobs because they could easily get a better deal somewhere else. Well, times have changed, and now we have the big stay. It describes a job market that's gotten tight, with employers hesitant to hire workers but wanting to hold on to as many members of their teams as they can. Spirit Airlines says it's crunched the numbers and it expects to exit Chapter 11 bankruptcy just in time for summer travel. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Daria Albinger, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN. Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Still going to be chilly across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We are, however, going to be warmer as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping just into the lower 40s. A cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Maybe a passing shower. Most of us are going to be dry. Temperatures climbing into the upper 50s and lower 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City in Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Still going to be chilly across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We are, however, going to be warmer as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping just into the lower 40s. A cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Maybe a passing shower. Most of us are going to be dry. Temperatures climbing into the upper 50s and lower 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford.
on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is Bill Crawford on The Point with Bill Crawford, alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. And you can call us if you want to later on the Wealth Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, 256-382-0724. And one of the things on the little intro just made me have a little think of something that happened a long time ago, where it talked about living in different cultures. I commanded an attack helicopter company in a very, very small town in Germany. And when you do that and you know the language, you certainly get a feel for a different culture. And that's kind of a segue into what we're going to talk about now and what our next guest is going to talk to us about at about 3:20 this afternoon. And that is veterans and service as a veteran. A lot of people talk about service and they say, well, you can do public service, you can do community service, you can have good customer service. But what does military service mean? When a young person stands in front of a enlistment officer and raises their right hand, they swear an oath. They're not just signing a contract for a job. Rather, they're committing themselves to the defense of a nation, the Constitution, and in many cases, the possibility of the ultimate sacrifice. And you do that for quite some time. And then that chapter in their life, as it did in mine, is going to end. The uniform will come off, but that commitment to service does not disappear. The impact stays, the pride stays, and the memory stays, and yes, sometimes even the injury stay. That is where veterans assistant organizations become so critically important. What are those organizations? Well, there's the Disabled American Veterans, the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Wounded Warrior Project, and today's guest we're going to talk to later on, Still Serving Veterans. And they exist for simply one reason. No veteran should stand alone after serving this great country. Now, let's be clear. The federal government has a big responsibility to care for veterans. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs plays a central and critical role in health care, disability compensation, education benefits, and more. But even the largest bureaucracy in the world cannot replace the power of community advocacy and personal connection. Veterans assistance organizations help fill those gaps. These organizations navigate the complex veterans benefit systems. And yes, I can tell you from personal experience that navigating these benefit systems is very, very confusing. These organizations, however, have trained personnel and officers who will sit down with you face to face, walk you through the disability claims, appeals, and educational benefits. They're trained to do that. They turn confusion into clarity. They also provide something that many veterans need, and that's mental health support. When you have battles of post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, these aren't just talking points for politicians. They're real challenges, and veterans organizations create safe places for service members and former service members to discuss these experiences and get help without explanation. They also, service organizations also build community. Camaraderie that veterans experience should not just disappear because you're no longer on an active duty status. There is something very powerful when you're a vet about sitting in a room with people who know exactly what you've been through. They know what it's like to be overseas, to train in the rain and mud and yuck. They know what it's like to miss birthdays, miss holidays, and carry responsibility for others. It's a shared understanding that can be very helpful when a person is making a transition. And veterans support organizations also help families. When someone serves, guess what? It's not just the soldier. The family's serving too. Spouses and children carry enormous burdens. They grow up with their parents who may be deployed overseas. Many veterans organizations provide scholarships for those families, counseling services, and emergency financial support. Veterans organizations advocate for the policies that improve healthcare access, job training, and education opportunities. There was a time when the veterans organizations and the veterans hospitals were just viewed as the bottom of the barrel. That is not the case anymore. And let's talk about employment, and we're going to be talking about that with our guest. One of the biggest things, and it's hard for veterans to do, is to move into civilian life after being in the military. I face that challenge myself. Because guess what? When you're in the civilian world, people don't have to do what you say as they do in the Army. You have to learn how to coax, persuade, and get people to believe in what you're doing instead of just doing it because you have the rank and they have to do that. And veterans assistant organizations can help you bridge that gap where you can learn how to be a successful leader and a supervisor and even a person being supervised in the civilian world after you've came from a tour as a veteran. A nation that asks its citizens to serve must also be a nation that stands beside them when they come home. Supporting veterans assistance programs, if you're so inclined, is not charity. It's a responsibility and an expression of gratitude to the nation. In communities across America, such as Huntsville, large cities and small towns have veterans organizations that are also the quiet backbone of support for the veterans. They host food drives, they provide emergency rent assistance, and sometimes, yes, they even provide housing. And here's something else that's important. Even if you never served and you're not a veteran, you can still support these groups. You can volunteer. If you own a business, you can partner. If you're an individual, you can donate. Because when we strengthen veterans assistant organizations, we strengthen the entire community. Veterans bring leadership, resilience, and a ingrained sense of mission to their civilian life. When they thrive, our towns, our schools, and our businesses thrive. For those of us who have worn the uniform, we know that bond never truly goes away. And folks, it doesn't. You know, when you bump into old military friends, it's just like you, it's like it was yesterday. You never forget. It's just amazing the bond that you have. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about bureaucracy. We're not talking about anything other than people, men and women who stepped forward and answered the call when they were called. And guess what? In the last many, many, many years, most of those people stepped forward, did it voluntarily. Nobody was drafted. And veteran support organizations make sure that when those people go back into civilian life, that they are welcome and they are not alone. And folks, that matters. It matters for those veterans, it matters for their family, and it matters for the country and also for your local municipality. And there are many veterans service organizations. I've listed quite a few of those. And if you happen to be listening and you know of one or you know of a veteran who has a unique story to tell about perhaps how that veteran might have been helped by one of the service organizations or how they may have even helped others in their transition from civilian to military, military to civilian life, let me know and I will get their stories on the air. I know for many years, and yes, I can say it now, in Birmingham, Alabama, one of the things I did was help many veterans transition from the Army to civilian life and the Marines and Navy and Air Force. It's not an easy transition. It wasn't easy for me. But once you make that transition, you still have some values that are within you that are never going to go away. And That's just all there is to it. It's there with you for the rest of your life. And, yes, we have organizations to help. And if you don't know about those organizations, if you tune into this show on Tuesday afternoons, you will hear about those organizations, just like you're going to hear about still serving veterans when we come back from this break. So, Brian, I think we can go ahead and get out of here now. I'm off my soapbox, and we'll be back in a bit to talk to still serving veterans.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. If you need masonry, brick, stone, or blockwork, Eagle should be your first call. They can even help if your property needs grading, erosion control, and Eagle can handle dirt haul-off. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio, WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. If you're a veteran out there, you have have now the opportunity to listen to the segment of the show, which we have every Tuesday afternoon, called Veterans Corner. And we're going to have a guest on, Dave Lakin, who's going to talk to us about some veterans issues that he can help you with. And our number, if you want to call, is 256-382-0724. But before I introduce Dave, Dave, I want to make sure you are there and you can hear me fine and dandy.
I'm here. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, hey, I love talking to still serving veterans. And Still Serving Veterans, by the way, is a local organization here founded in Huntsville, Alabama. And the two founders of some of the many founders of Still Serving Veterans were friends of mine, Will Webb and also Jerry Gabig. By the way, Dave, Will Webb's son and my son played football together at West Point. But the Still Serving Veterans group was inspired to a degree by Scott Smiley, who was actually a West Point grad who lost his eyesight in a car accident. And he wrote a book called Hope Unseen. And actually, Scott came down here and spoke to our local West Point alumni group, and he was very inspirational. But Will and Jerry and others founded Still Serving Veterans, and they were granted 501c3 status in February 2006. And I am proud to say that Still Serving Veterans is an entity that actually helped me when I was trying to navigate the morass of the VA system. And it's a great organization, and Dave is the director of the career transitions at Still Serving Veterans. And Dave, we are glad to have you with us today. Did I overlook anything, sir?
I think you got it all, and you're hired. If this radio doesn't work out for you, we'd love to have a spokesperson like you come on out.
Hey, I might take you up on that because, frankly, whether you realize it or not, I don't know how long it was been. It was probably about 2010 when I engaged with Bill. Rick Markeith was my counselor back in the day. He's the guy who helped me file some of my initial VA claims. And every time, speaking of a spokesperson, every time I discuss with a veteran about some help they might need or some issues that they may have that they don't understand, the first place I tell them to go is Still Serving Veterans. And tell us a little bit about what you can do to help veterans.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've changed quite a bit since 2010. The advent of AI has made the way we deliver our service and the amount of services that we can deliver has really exploded in the last few years. So we're super proud of how we've been able to innovate in that space and make a big difference for folks. But plainly speaking, we provide our resume and then help them to optimize their LinkedIn profiles. We teach them interview skills. Now, I was 54 before I had my first real interview experience. And, it's not something military folks have to go through during their career time. So it could be, it could be much later in life than normal for someone to have to deal with an interview and the stress of it and preparing for it and all that.
Well, hey, I have to. You mentioned your real interview, and I'm normally do this. So, pardon me while I digress for a bit.
Sure.
And ask you, what you're a retired Navy chief. What did you do in the Navy, and where did you enter the service at?
Oh, see, that's a great example. I started out as an aircraft electrician. I entered the service at the MEP station in Boston, Massachusetts. And went from there to Norfolk, Virginia for 11 years, where I was on a few different aircraft carriers. And then I was stationed in Puerto Rico and Sicily and Japan, and then ended up as a program manager at NAVAIR headquarters at Pax River, Maryland.
Oh, you mentioned Norfolk. I'm an Army guy. I think you may have known that from my background and reading some of my stuff. But my dad was a naval officer, and I was actually born in Norfolk. So how about that?
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, that is something. So you spent a career active duty in the Navy. When did you leave active duty?
I left active duty in 2008. I became a government contractor program manager for the next 6 years, so I got to continue serving the Navy in that capacity.
And I assume that was somewhere on the East Coast, like Pax River or Norfolk or someplace like that.
No, my last job in the Navy, I was the military program manager, advisor, assistant to the civilian sponsor, and Intergraph here in Huntsville.
Oh yeah,
was my prime contractor, now Hexagon, of course, and I left the Navy on Friday and started with Intergraph on Monday and spent my first 6 months up there. Because my wife's a school teacher, so I got out in January and we stayed there till June and then moved here. And I've been here since June of 2008.
Wow. And Intergraph is a great place to work, although it has a little different name now. So what led you to decide to go into a career of helping ex-service members?
Well, I love people in general, and, I feel like if God gives you a skill, then you got to put it to work. And, I love the mentorship and the counseling that I did, in the second half of my career. And I always found myself drawn back to that. In fact, when I left program management, I opened up my own business as a coach, helping, struggling businesses to be better at doing business, and an executive coach working with business owners to be better at managing their lives and their businesses and the intersection of the two. And then COVID came and was not kind to that business. And so I found myself here at Still Serving Veterans, kind of get a reset on things. And they had a position that opened up and I dropped right into it. And I've been here for almost 5 years now. And I'm really blessed to be able to have this kind of job.
Well, I think Still Serving Veterans, again, that's one of my favorite organizations in town. So let us go down the road of you're a young service person that is either, well, you don't have to be just out of the service to get assistance from you guys. You can have been out of the service for quite some time and you can still pick up the phone and give you guys a call. Is that not correct?
It's true. Only about 30% or so of the people that we work with are actually in the process of transitioning out. Most of them have been out for a while and just find themselves, in a position where they need to find a new job or they're curious as to how much greener the grass is on the other side of the fence. And so we work with all kinds of folks and not just active duty military, but also reserve and National Guard folks as well.
So what does a person typically, I know there's many, many reasons they could come seek advice and guidance from you guys, but what's pretty much somebody comes and makes an appointment with you, you don't have to do them all at one time, but tell us some of the things that they are looking for help and how you can help them at Still Serving Veterans.
Well, in the military, we use all kinds of acronyms and numbers to relate, what the jobs are that we do. But civilian folks don't do that. And so, the first thing is translating our military skills to civilian equivalents. We learn all kinds of things about leadership and managing people and, getting things done. And but that doesn't always translate directly to a civilian title. So we help with that. And that's a big part of the resume reviewing and writing process. But also getting folks, like I said earlier, familiar with the interviewing, things to do, things not to do. We can be overwhelming in much of what we do and sometimes even disruptive in the workplace. If we try and go into a primarily civilian organization and do what made you really successful in the military, you can be kind of a bull in the china shop and doesn't take long to alienate your new coworkers and, just by doing what you were always good at can be off-putting. And so we got to help people to dial that back a little bit and integrate well into the civilian environment.
Well, I'll give you a personal experience that, your comments just reminded me of is when I left active duty. Actually, I left active duty in 1992 right here in Huntsville, Alabama. And I took a position in Birmingham where I was the executive director of a large trade association. And I had a staff of five very intelligent ladies who worked for me. And I was going down there as the former commanding officer, and I was commanding. And actually, they kind of rounded me up one day, and they got me in the office, and they said, Bill, we want to let you know we're not soldiers, and you don't command us. You have to kind of tell us what you want us to do and persuade us to do it. Is that kind of an example of the things you can help people with, is how to essentially demilitarize them, for lack of a better term?
You know, I ran the transition program for my first year at Pax River, Maryland, and learned next to nothing. And so when I got to Intergraph, I was a Navy chief from Boston, dropped into the middle of Huntsville, Alabama, and I worked with people who were experts at everything they did. Some of them been there at Intergraph for 25 years at that point. And again, I tried to do everything that made me good as a chief, and it just didn't work there. And so I made my own life difficult, you know, trying to integrate into that force. So, you know, that's something we really have to work with people on, to help them to, you know, when you hang up the uniform and all those medals and accolades and combat, you know, background and everything, and it just doesn't work the same. And, you know, best thing you can do is be willing to be open-minded and ask lots of questions and observe a lot when you first get there, and drop some of that command presence that we learned about in the uniform.
Well, and that is a hard thing to do. And along those same lines, to a degree, you know, I just wonder how you deal with this. I know one of the things I talk to a lot of people when they are transitioning out of the military here in Huntsville, and I ask them what they're good at, and they say, hey, I'm a former soldier or sailor. I can do anything. Just whatever you tell me to do, I can do. I can get it done, which is probably true. But how do you help guide people into a specific skill set other than just, hey, I'm a hard charger and I can do whatever it takes?
So one of the metrics that we track is how long do people stay in the jobs after we help them get a job? And on average, our people tend to stay much longer, you know, 2-3 years sometimes in that first job after the military. And part of that is because of the conversation around, you know, what you said is, you know, we want to ask them, tell me about your best days in uniform in the last 5 or 10 years. You know, who were you working with? What kind of environment were you working in? What were you working on? What made you, you know, excited to go to work every day? And then how can we build a career around that? And, you know, if you can start with those kinds of questions, our old CEO here at Still Serving Veterans, Paulette Risher, put together what we call the 6 C's to a better career. And basically it's asking questions around what kind of content, context, culture, colleagues, constraints, and compensation do you need to be successful and happy in your next job? And if we can help you answer those questions before we enter into the job search, you're much more likely to be there for a while afterwards.
Yes, and I met her. She's a superb lady. And a follow-on question to that, or just conversation we're having, job placement. You know, I know there's so many jobs that are available in Huntsville, Alabama, and it does not hurt if you have a veteran's preference when you're trying to get one. How do you guys help people with job placement? Do you have relationships with some of the companies here in town?
We have, you know, of course, we're celebrating this year our 20th anniversary back February 6th. And so in 20 years, we've built a tremendous network of folks here in Huntsville. We know most of the companies that have been here for a while. So that helps. But also there's very strong networks. You know, we refer to Marine Corps Mafia and NAVFOC and Huntsville SOF, the American Legion, VFW, you know, all of the veterans groups that are here in Huntsville. You know, if you can plug into those networks, it'll really speed your job search along. You know, in a town like this where the veterans community is so strong, you're more likely to find a job through who you know rather than sitting in front of a computer scrolling through open positions.
Well, let me ask one more question about just veterans in general. You know, a lot of people here in this town, they, let's say you come out of the service and you've been out of service for quite some time. And, you know, you may have got a good discharge and have a good, I guess the Navy has a DD-214 or something similar like that. For your listeners, a DD-214 is your paper that says you're no longer in the military. And oftentimes I meet people who say, yeah, you know, I was in the military and I served my time and I really enjoyed it, but I guess there's no benefit left for me. And I tell folks that's not the case. That really is not the case. There is stuff out there for folks, even if they don't realize that they have any benefits. Is that not a statement of correctness?
Yeah, you know, for instance, I don't want to get too deep into it because it's not my my expertise, but, you know, your health benefits continue as, you know, as you age. You know, some of the things that you may have experienced back in service will age with you. And, you know, we're not always aging like a fine wine, so to speak. You know, if you have back problems when you came out of the service, then those back problems can get worse as you get older, which is my case. Heart problems and things like that. So if you had burn pit exposure or asbestos exposure or JP5 or AFFF exposure, those things may not manifest themselves early on when you first get out, but later on they can develop symptoms that you need to go back and continue to get physicals and talk to VA counselors. We have VSOs here at Still Serving Veterans who can talk to you about those things and really educate yourself on it. You know, as we move from one administration to another in Washington, those VA benefits can continue to sometimes increase, sometimes decrease, but it's definitely to your advantage to stay educated as to what your benefits are today, even if you got out 20 years ago.
Well, now, I know one of the things that is difficult, and it was in my case till I bumped into you guys, as you know, you start looking for VA benefits, and frankly, to a degree, it's even not very user-friendly just to log on to the VA website. So if I'm a person out there listening to this, and I'm a veteran, and I'm intrigued by the conversation, and I say, yeah, you know, I'd really like to see just what this group can do for me. Is it okay for them just to pick up the phone, look you guys up on the internet and call and make an appointment, even if they don't really know what they need? They just want to find out if there's anything out there available for them.
Absolutely. You can go to ssv.org and, phone numbers in the top left of the page, or you can just hit our information button and give us your basic, you know, contact information and ask your question, and we'll get back to you, you know, same day usually, do our best to answer your question. And if you need to come in and talk to one of our VSOs, then we can get you signed up for that as well.
And I understand your rate for assistance is only $100 an hour, right?
Oh, no, of course that's not true.
That was a setup.
We never charged for it. I know it was. You're paid. We never charge for anything that we do. We're very happy to be able to say that we exist through, you know, kind donations from the people who we've helped over the years, and then even some corporations around town who are happy to have helped us. We never have to charge for anything that we do ever.
And folks, I was being a little bit overly facetious on that, because I can tell you for a fact, I've known many people who, myself included, who have gone to Still Serving Veterans, and you are treated in a first class manner, very professionally. There's no charge for any of their services, and they will work with you. They will help you get the resolution of the issues that you need. And you are, Dave, you're in charge of career transitions. We got a couple of minutes left. Just give us a little thumbnail of what you can do for people in career transitions.
Well, if you were ever in the military or are now in the military and transitioning anytime in the next 2 years, and you have access to the internet from anywhere in the planet, then we're happy to do all the things we've discussed regarding job search. Write your resume, LinkedIn optimization, interview, job search skills, how to do federal applications, and even salary negotiation. And you don't even have to come in. We'll just get on the computer with you and share a screen and go over it all with you that way.
Folks, what could be easier than that? And if you're a veteran out there and if you have some issues, I personally recommend Still Serving Veterans is the best place for you to start. So, Dave, with that, I want to thank you for your time. Been very enlightening interview. Enjoyed talking to an old Navy chief, even from an old Army rotor head. And
can I make one more point real quick, Bill?
You certainly can. You can make more than one.
We are moving this week from our place across from the Huntsville Clinton office, post office. We're moving. We're packing up today, in fact. And by Monday next week, we'll be in our new location at 430 Wynn Drive, corner of Wynn and Holmes, and standing up operations there. So if you're used to seeing us on Clinton, we'll be at Wynn Drive and Holmes starting next week.
Well, I am used to the Clinton location, so I'm going to have to come by and say hi to you folks one of these days. And I appreciate your time. And, Brian, let's go ahead and let Dave go, and we'll get out of here, and we'll come right back in a few minutes. That is Dave Lakin, Still Serving Veterans.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
Most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Forgiveness.
Wow, what a word. What a gift. All of us have done things in our lives that we regret. All of us have done things that are disobedient. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Thank God for His forgiveness. Thank God that He separates our sins as far as the east is from the west and remembers them no more. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor at Cross Point Church, smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison. Check us out at cpcfamily.org.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Still going to be chilly across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures only climbing into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We are, however, going to be warmer as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping just into the lower 40s. A cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Maybe a passing shower. Most of us are going to be dry. Temperatures climbing into the upper 50s and lower 60s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, and also producer extraordinaire Brian Temple.
You're
back
kind
with us, still alive and well, and we're glad to have you with us today.
Well, you're half right.
Yeah, Brian and I both were under the weather a little bit recently, but hey, we're live and kicking, and we're rocking and rolling. I've got time for a phone call in this brief segment. If you want to give me a call at 256-382-0724. And if you happen to be listening, tell your friends about us. We're their show. We want to provide items of interest and news that are germane and applicable to North Alabama. And we'd love to hear you folks call in and tell us what you think. I think that was if you're a veteran, by the way, one more thing, or if you know of somebody who is a veteran and has a good story to share about perhaps some information they had in their experience going through veterans issues, Tuesday is the time for me to talk to them. Just have them get in touch with us, and I will put them on the air. Guess what happens tomorrow, Brian? IKEA opens.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you an IKEA fan?
I am. Well, first of all, you can't get enough flat pack furniture in your life.
Right.
Second of all, I've got a little bit of a romance with some of their cookware, and I'm excited to have that resource without having to go all the way to like either Atlanta or Charlotte to get that.
Well, you can get it here starting tomorrow. Actually, the Memphis IKEA closed, and the general manager who's here from Huntsville has moved back to open the Huntsville store, 46,000 square feet, 5,000 items on display, and 2,000 of those you can walk out of the store with. The other 5,000, I guess you walk out with a box and put them together.
Well, there's that. You guys had a guest from Fox 54 yesterday. Did y'all talk to the reporter who had been out there to IKEA?
Yeah, she was here, and I just wanted to kind of reiterate.
I need to go. I was still fighting whatever this crud is, and so I didn't get a chance to listen. So I've got to go back and listen to the podcast off of talkradiowzzn.com and go back and listen to that interview because I'm very excited about it. I'm excited there. Just because, you know, I shop local when I can, but there are just a couple of things that I need. There are a couple of other sources I have to source from, but whenever I can, I shop local, and that's just because it keeps our money here.
And guess what? You can keep it here start tomorrow because that place is going to be open. One thing we talked about yesterday, they have a deli there that specializes in Swedish food and meatballs.
The meatballs. I can eat my weight in those.
Every time I think of Swedish food, frankly, I think of some sort of fish, you know, with an eyeball looking at you. But I guess the meatballs are there, too. So IKEA is opening. One other bit of news that's just interesting is the Artemis II rocket is now being pushed back to an April launch window. I think every time they've wanted to launch that thing, something bad has happened, and they've had to delay the launch.
Yeah, they had to carry it back to the vehicle assembly building to check things out.
Yeah, and the vehicle assembly building is 4 miles away, which does not seem like that big of a deal. But when you've got that huge rocket on a little rolling platform.
Yeah, it's moving at inches an hour per hour.
A turtle could probably outrun it, but they're going to bring it back, and they've got weather issues, and they've got issues with a hydrogen fuel leak. And I'm not a rocketeer. I don't know anything about rockets at all, but I just know the last time I recall having an aircraft that was leaking fuel was the space shuttle, and that was not a positive outcome. So hopefully
you can't be too safe, especially with human spaceflight.
No, they've got to get that thing taken care of.
There is no pullover and check it.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know if you know who Louis Grizzard is, but that was one of his faults about air flight. He said, I can't just pull over like I'm changing a tire if something goes wrong.
Right.
And so that's something that's national news that's kind of germane here to Huntsville. A couple of other things. I guess now is not the time to try to travel to Mexico. I don't know if you've noticed what's going on down there, but all of the there's just a mess. You know, one of their drug cartel leaders was captured and killed, and the country is just going wild. There's riots everywhere. 27 people have been killed, 11 states, 70 arrests. It's just a mess.
Yeah, it seems to be centered around Mexico City.
It seems to be.
A dust up of cartel violence there out in some of the, way on down, like Puerto Vallarta and things like that. It's less, less prevalent. I don't think any of the cruise ships are stopping some of their ports of call down that way. But in the center of Mexico, they either ask the people in the embassy to shelter in place or to get out of town.
Well, I think as the point I was making is now's a good time to stay in town if you were planning on heading that way. And one other thing is if you've noticed up on the East Coast, it's amazing how much snow has fallen up there. 2 feet, wind gust of 80 miles an hour. It's the most snow that's ever fallen up there since the blizzard of 1978, which I happened to be caught. I was out on a weekend leave from West Point when that blizzard happened, and we barely made it back to the academy. We were driving through what ended up being almost 2 feet of snow at a snail's pace. We got stuck. We got stranded, and I've seen some of the stuff up there, like Rhode Island, had 32 inches of snow. Newark, New Jersey had 27 inches of snow. And Philadelphia had 14 inches. So that's, it's a little chilly down here, but we ain't got that kind of stuff going on. And yeah, that's a good thing.
A good friend of mine is a television director at one of the networks downtown. Lives on the Upper West Side. And he says, he hasn't owned a car since he moved up there and normally walks to work down in Midtown. And he says it just took hours to get there instead. Well, he could be there in like 30, 40 minutes, a nice stroll, like cut through Central Park that way. And he says it was hours to get through. And public transit's not able to run effectively. Even the subways are having problems.
Yeah, and one of the things about it is, it's not like warming up. Down here we have snow, it warms up, and it's gone. Up there, there's no warm-up, so the snow just stacks up and stacks up. So stay in good old Hunts Vegas, Alabama, and we're going to go ahead and take a break and come back and wrap this edition of The Point up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
AL cert number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I got to call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talon Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction, a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying I did not die in vain.
Folks, welcome back to the closing segment of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We'd like to thank you for making us a part of your Tuesday afternoon, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Please let your friends, relatives, acquaintances, and folks who you just happen to pass casually on the street, let them know that this is a good show to listen to, and we'd be glad to have them listening. And next week, tomorrow, we're going to have our Redstone Rocket Report with editor Skip Vaughn, and we're going to have Joanna White with Mid-City to talk about some of the cool stuff that's happening out there. And we've got, also for the Redstone Rocket, Brian, I've got a surprise I'm not even going to tell you about.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll see if it happens. But, folks, as I always say, no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing, there's a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, space command person, merchant marine, or even a government employee who's standing a watch so you can enjoy the lifestyle that you live and enjoy in this great country of ours. This is Bill Crawford. This is Talk Radio WZZN. And we will be back tomorrow. And until then, have a great day and enjoy life in Hunts Vegas, Alabama. I'm out.